Track 8. Veterans Update. Law expands caregiver plan, clarifies choice, by Tom Philpott. Congress in May passed sweeping legislation to expand veterans' access to quality health care in their communities and to extend VA comprehensive caregiver benefits to older generations of veterans, although the caregiver phase-in schedule likely will test their patience. The House voted 347 to 70 May 16th to approve the Mammoth VA Mission Act of 2018, officially retitled the John S. McCain III, Daniel K. Akaka, and Samuel R. Johnson VA Maintaining Internal Systems and Strengthening Integrated Outside Networks Act, S-2372. The Senate passed it 92 to 5 1 week later and sent it to President Trump's desk for a signature. It keeps our promise to give veterans more choice in their health care while building on our strong investment in VA's internal capacity, said Representative Phil Rowe, Republican Tennessee, chairman of the House Veterans Affairs Committee. Rowe, his Senate counterpart, Senator Johnny Isaacson, Republican Georgia, and their committee's ranking Democrats negotiated the complex package over many months, seeking advice from the American Legion and other veterans organizations. The new law authorizes continued funding of the Choice Program for one more year to ensure continuity of care, while VA consolidates 7 existing initiatives for authorizing private sector care into a single Veterans Community Care Program, VCCP. To create the VCCP, VA will contract to establish outside networks of health care providers to supplement VA hospital care, medical services, and extended care services, when needed, for veterans enrolled in VA health care. Community care alternatives will be offered to veterans if VA can't provide needed care or do so in a manner that meets access standards, which are to be set later by the department. The VCCP also will be offered to enrolled veterans residing in Alaska, Hawaii, or New Hampshire, or who, on the day before the law's enactment, resided more than 40 miles away from a VA medical facility in a state with low population density and the veteran actively uses VA health care. Private sector care will be authorized if VA determines that a VA medical center is not meeting standards for quality, which also will be developed by VA for different types of care. The bill enacts many more features to improve VA health care, including access to walk-in clinics operated by non-VA entities for veterans who actively use VA health care. For the first 2 visits to a private clinic in any year, veterans' copayments will be limited to amounts, if any, required at VA facilities. For subsequent visits, copayment amounts are to be set by VA. One long-overdue provision addresses a stark inequity regarding access to comprehensive caregiver benefits, including a monthly stipend, health insurance, respite care training, and more. For years, these benefits have only been available to caregivers of post-9/11 veterans who were severely injured in service. The VA Mission Act will extend these benefits to older generations of severely injured veterans at an estimated cost of $6.7 billion for the first 5 years. Expansion is cautiously planned. It will not proceed until VA certifies that it has sufficiently upgraded its technology and other oversight capabilities to be able to track and consistently administer benefits. Expansion then will occur in 2 stages, the first to begin in 2019 to veterans injured in service on or before May 7, 1975. Stage 2 would begin 2 years later to benefit veterans injured in service after May 7, 1975 and before September 11, 2001. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, estimates that 16,900 additional veterans will qualify in Stage 1 and another 18,100 in Stage 2. In 2017, the average cost to VA of providing caregiver benefits was $18,300 per veteran. Older generations are expected to qualify for more caregiver assistance, so CBO predicts the average cost will climb to $28,900. The bill will also enhance caregiver benefits, including for 22,000 current participants in the program, by adding legal and financial advice services. Tom Philpott has been covering military personnel and veterans issues for more than 40 years.